We are back to Plan, Protect, and Invest with Scroy Financial, and Summer is back with us. Good morning, Summer.
Good morning, Clay.
Can you give us a quick recap of what we saw in the last quarter?
We are officially in the longest bull run in American history. The U.S. economy has had 9.5 years of slow but steady growth. It seems like every week we're reaching new highs and breaking new records, and this tends to make some people a little bit skeptic of what's ahead. Although 2008, the Great Recession, was 10 years ago, it still seems to be really fresh in a lot of people's minds. So when we hear all of these good headlines, it tends to make some people nervous.
This isn't the next question, but it seems like people are waiting for the quote-unquote shoe to fall or whatever, you know? Bad times are coming.
Yes, exactly. And I think we hear that all the time, but just because the market is up, it doesn't mean that it's too expensive. Companies have been increasing their profits. Prices are actually cheap, so consumers are spending really well. Inflation is not a concern right now, and unemployment is historically low. So although we're not, we don't have a sense of euphoria when it comes to the market, we think that it's fairly priced.
So why have the markets been doing so well? What's a factor that's made this happen?
Well, it's been pretty clear, actually. U.S. tax cuts have been a huge driver of growth for consumers and for businesses. And whether it's good or bad in the longer term, and we hear this all the time about the trade wars in the headlines, we've actually seen exports accelerate this year in anticipation of future trade tariffs.
So what do you like and what do you not like as we move forward?
We like international. People that have held it this year have really struggled and they're probably not happy with their performance. But looking forward more longer term, it definitely has the best opportunities. What we don't like is we're definitely more cautious for bond investors, which typically attracts more conservative investors. Interest rates are going to continue to rise, so that puts pressure on bond yields. But it's good for the saver. So when you have money in the bank, we want interest rates to rise. But if you're going to take out a new mortgage or take on some form of new debt, it's going to cost you a lot more.
Contact Scroy Financial by calling 674-6700 or scroyfinancial.com.